Hello, hello from a tungsten garden. Didn't tell anybody I was coming. I didn't even know I was coming. And I got to the garden tonight and it's so unbelievably beautiful in so many ways. It's like shocking beauty, incredibly satisfying beauty, and I had to share. So I don't know who's around, but feel free to say hello in the chat, and I'm going to show you the sun. As usual, I still don't know how to turn the phone around, but I think you can see pretty smoky, and yet here, I want to put my headset on so you guys can hear me better. Hello, who to you? I thought it would be you. I was psychically thinking it would be you. That's hilarious. So good. So I'm going to put my headset on. Bear with me. Really casual today. Like always. Actually, I'm not that casual, but at the garden I am. So it's like a new personality for me. Also to be casual. It's a good thing to have in the mix. I'm sure you agree. And so I want to show you around this crazy garden, some beautiful things happening. I personally find a lot of satisfaction in small things because that's all we got now. And I got lots of stories to tell about what are my adventure today. So that's, ongoing drama out there. Really intense in Canada. Oh my gosh, it's so tangled. I'm sorry. You blame the notification. Meth Bartons. I love it. Meth Bartons. Although meth is pretty crazy, eh? I was close to someone whose son had a meth problem, and it's absolutely fucking hell. Oh, Snake Jones. Yay. It's been a long time since I've seen you. How's it going? I'm coming to you from my garden. Have you seen my garden yet? It's been pretty fun. Very, very good connection this summer for me to like literally just put food in the ground and take responsibility for it. And with such like love and devotion, I'm so glad I have to come here every day or twice a day. We're in a complete drought. I think you guys know that. Like the sand is like sort of lava rock, you know, rough lava rock. It's been cooked, I tell you. If sun has anything to do with it. Hello, Rob B. Nice to see you. And you just left your garden. Excellent. Excellent. So yeah, I'll show you around this tour. I'm excited. I know it's just little, but I'm actually expanding, finding a way to break more ground here than I had. So here we go. These are the broccolis that may never amount to anything. I planted them too late. Damn it. But here behind it is my Olympic watermelon patch. And I have these little babies. So good. I don't know if you guys can see in the dark there, but here's the prize so far. Pretty exciting. Lots of babies, tons of flowers, and going like gangbusters, just taking over the whole zone here. I have to keep fighting it back. And then we got really nice tomato plants, and I've eaten a few cherries so far. There's one almost ripe. I can't pick it yet today. Ton of cucumbers already in this patch. And of course, you always find them when they're way too big. They just got away from you. So I can see, I'll keep my eye on a few babies there. And the Olympic Swiss chard, which is awesome. I'm going to have to start dehydrating it and keeping it for a day when there's no food. And that could be soon. And this is my lettuce patch. So lots of it went to seed and kind of, you know, just all of a sudden gave up the goat. The ones that I cut down are sending new growth. So that could have been done sooner over there. This one I chopped right down to the bottom, experimenting with what would happen if I pretty much killed it by most people's standards. And look what it did. It grew back in a very beautiful way. It always grows back in a new way. What is that? It's the same plant, right? And it's growing back in a new way. And so, yeah, I'll probably save some seed. You know, it was good. I enjoyed this lettuce a lot. Done tons of juicing. These are my prize romaines. Like, does it get any more beautiful than that? And by the way, the raspberries here in the community garden, there's a number of plants and bushes and trees. I don't know if that's too close. And so we get to go and take part, right? There's a whole ton of little baby garlics in there that are actually in a bunch of weeds. Nobody is paying any attention to them or caring about them. I'm going to go and harvest all that stuff and just eat it and make oils with it. Hello, Brian Dolan. Nice to see you. Nice Friday evening to you guys. Nice. Thank you. And yeah, we got the Olympic cilantro seed factory over here. And as it turns out, cilantro, I was so disappointed when it went to seed, and it did very quickly in the heat and the dry. I watered the shit out of it, but didn't seem to matter. And now, just for fun, I ate a seed, and it exploded the consciousness of cilantro into my brain directly. I'm not kidding, right? They are amazing. The first time, it was like a revelation. I literally had a revelation when I ate it, because sugarbush, interesting. Is that what you call it? Yeah, it's kind of like cake. That's what when I have fresh cilantro, it tastes like cake to me. That's interesting. I didn't know it was called sugarbush. And, you know, so it's so sad when the leaves go away, but the fact is that all of the life force of the plant is now in these seeds. And when you eat them, it's a wow, right? There it is, that signature life force of this sugarbush. I call it cilantro. And then, yeah, so I'm going to save a bunch of seeds. And I, mark my words, I'm going to have a little forest of cilantro next year. And yes, looking good with the farm. I've got a good friend who is, I should have told him I was coming on live, who is building tiny homes. And we might be talking up a storm about that pretty soon too, because he's as the architect and builder, he's prepared to help out a lot of truth community that's going to need homes. Right. Get out of Dodge. Oh my God. Not to panic anybody. YouTube name, Ginger Sugarbush. First year using rabbit tea. Stench on your tomatoes and squash is insane. Yeah, that sucks. That sucks, snake. I wouldn't do that. But you could. Our city is actually full of piss, of worms. Worm piss. This is the satanic world that we live in. There's literally worm piss all over Winnipeg because the elm trees have been completely infested with a worm, canker worm kind of thing. And because we have no rain whatsoever, they're not washing out of the tree like would naturally happen, like naturally otherwise always happens, because they come and they go because of the rain. Well, with no rain, it's a fucking takeover. The streets are covered in sticky shit. It's so awful to walk in. And it's the poor elm trees that are just a total victim to it. Otherwise, there was a fairly natural balance, but we just don't have much natural balance anymore at all. And here we come, on a lighter note, to the grape patch. I don't think that's grape. Or if it is, it just has no fruit whatsoever. No, it's different. And here we have the beautiful grape arch. And if you can see, there's amazing grapes. Amazing grapes, how sweet the sound, right? I just thought of that. Amazing grapes, here we go. You guys chime in some amazing grapes. Anyway, I'm feeling pretty silly. And I wasn't going to come on, but it's too beautiful not to share. So I just thought, in case there's any beauty geeks out there like me. And over here is the chokecherry tree with all these incredible fruits on. They're amazing. I grew up with chokecherries, but I realize now that because I was high on sugar and my palate was very uncultured, literally killed by sugar, I couldn't appreciate the depth of I can't even describe it. Like, it's so, I love them. I love them a lot. So good. I hope you guys can see these. And there's the beautiful sun, although it's creepy. I always find this guy's creepy now. It used to be like a major source of ooh and awe at God. And now I think they're creepy. What do you guys think? Hey, snake. It's weird. Hello. Oh, Catherine is here. Nice to see you. Courtney Muka from a longtime gardener. What is rabbit tea? Yeah, exactly. It doesn't sound good. See your last upload. It's of your garden. Okay, cool.
Rabbiturs. That was my guess. Brown gold. Oh, yeah. There you go. Well, you do what you have to do. That's nature's full circle. There's nothing missing. Nature included everything. Every little step was taken care of. Right? God doesn't make any random things. Only ordered, highly integrated. Right? So what else can I show you? Oh, I definitely wanted to show you I believe onions, these Olympic onions, they went to seed almost immediately at the beginning of the season. My neighbor gardeners here. And they're just the most delicious flowers. Like, how cosmic is that? Oh, and the monarch came. This is when I wanted to get my camera the last time. She literally flew around me in a very deliberate way. Look, she's talking to us. Hello, sweetie. Hello, Bobby. It's interesting. She likes, there's actually so much milkweed around here. How pretty are you? You're so pretty. Oh, and you're talking to a bee. Bee was there. You guys were having a little chat. You were. Oh. How sweet. She's a juicy one. So sweet. So pretty. Do you love it? You love that onion. It's tasty. Very nice. Nice to play with the butterfly. They have disappeared to a great extent, but of course being in the garden is the place you're going to find a monarch. They had become kind of a, I don't know if you guys can see that or not. Sorry, so brutal. Hey, hello, Brian Dolan. The sky is a clock. Good point. I should know more about it. And yes, that makes sense. Rob, thank you. Water down rabbit turps. Yeah, I mean, hey, that's how incredibly smart nature is. It takes like what we think of as the worst. If it, you know, for those like me going, ew, then that's stupid, right? Because that's just the design of how complete everything actually is. And yeah, so anything you guys want to talk about? I don't know if I'll stay on too much longer. I just wanted to give you a little shot of what's going on here. Gorgeous sky, these really pretty sunflowers that are starting to come to full color, full bloom. It'll be a while yet before there's any seeds in there. Nice little patch. These are some garlics. I could take you over and show you the garlic. You guys like garlic. Is this entertainment for anybody? I don't know. It certainly entertains me. I know it must make you dizzy though, right? I need one of those sticks. And I also need to know what those sticks are called, where you can hold it and it's basically steady. It's not, you know, you can walk with it, but it's not going to bounce around like this is. I'm holding this in my hand. So you have 10 rabbits now. Wow, that's fun. Just dumped a grant into lumber for more hutches and upgrades on the coop. Wow. So is it full time for you, snake farming these days? Do you get to do that all the time? So fun. Slow mo moon bugger, you're enjoying it. Excellent. That's good to know. At least if somebody's enjoying it, that helps. And Delphi sticks could have been selfie stick with a gimbal. It's a gimbal. See, I didn't know what a gimbal was. Thank you, Rob. It's hard to go looking for something when you just have no clue what the heck it's called. I should have asked you guys sooner. Anyway, so here's a bunch of Swiss chard. This will literally explode like crazy, like mine has. I do see that you don't have to necessarily plant chard immediately at the outset, but I was eating it the whole time along. These are all their tomatoes. I don't actually see a ton of fruit. I guess the fruit's just starting, but they're huge, healthy plants. And there are, I believe, all kinds of peppers starting. These are just blooming. Very nice. Hey, like just really beautifully cultivated soil over here. The basil patch is stunning. Really nice. Lots of it going to seed. This garden gets a little bit neglected because it's weird because there's a waiting list to be a volunteer. I don't know why they don't take more volunteers and then potentially take better care of stuff, but you know, people are all doing what they can, I guess. It must be something to do with that. Boogeyman. Must be. Oh, I was going to tell you guys some stories today. Here we go. So story time. Oh, Ginger Sugarbush, Beth Martin, see you are Brian on Facebook. Alrighty. Unfortunately, I know a lot of people. I know a bunch of Brians, so I apologize. Carl Rogers. Hi, Beth. A bit off topic, but you heard me say I found worms in a mask in my video. Can I tell us more about this? Sure. Okay, I'll tell this story first. So I saw the videos and I kept seeing them and they kept coming. And they annoyed me because I was pretty sure they were a psyop and they were just going to be, you know, to traumatize the truth community. I feel like there's lots of that stuff where I always think everything's a psyop. I don't believe in it. And then I said to myself, well, I'm going to test my son's mask. Unfortunately, he had to wear them at school and he wanted to go to school and it was like nothing I could do there other than make it hellish for everybody. And so then I got a mask off him when he came from school that he had got at school. And I was literally testing it just so I could prove that the worms weren't there, so I could just put an end to it for myself. And lo and be fucking hold, I found them. I was shocked. I was literally taken aback, totally freaked out. Luckily, I was talking to somebody on the phone at the time, so I had company. But it was incredibly disturbing for me to find these things. And they weren't organic worms, like living creatures. We all know what life looks like. These things that were mobile moved in different ways. They are pretty twitchy, but they can also motor across the dish, you know. And I use Snapchat to see them because you can see Snapchat way better. It's got a bigger magnification is what I'm trying to say. So that's about the worms. And then I thought, okay, one, it's just one. So I tested in total, 9 masks, every single one of them, cloth, surgical, you name it, different kinds. They all had them. And so I started concluding that maybe everything that we get from China has them, you know. So that's one possibility, was that it's a parasite and we're full of them because we've all got our Chinese goods everywhere, you know, and it's part of life and we just haven't noticed them yet. It's possible they've been around. It's also possible that they do unfortunately match up with what everybody else says is nanotech. Like, for fuck's sake. Hello, salt of the earth. How's it going? I can barely see anything on this phone, so little. But I'm glad I can come and say hi to you guys and show you this beautiful garden. Anything else? Oh, here's some. I think these might be, it's funny, when I looked at them right now, I was trying to remember the name of them. I think these might be gladiolas. What do you guys think? Right? How beautiful is that? And look, there's a nice bee. It's been a lot of bees around, so that's great. That's a good sign of some kind. I'm pretty sure it's a good sign. Life, right? Pollination. So I think these are gladiolas. Do I get a prize? You walked off a job today because the lady asked you to wear a mask. Excellent. Well done. Congratulations. That is a spiritual shot in the arm. Right? That gives you energy. That gives you power. That gives you strength. And now I'll move on to my story. So I had some errands. The first one was the post office. They had my package. Otherwise, I would go to my post office where they've been so great to me and rolled out the red carpet. Well, today I go in and it's the same chain and it's the same federal post office. And I go inside and the lady tells me to wear a mask. And I said, I'm exempt and I'm going to the post office. And I walked away. I just did that. And then I guess she sent somebody after me. I think ultimately she did. I don't think I really exactly got away with that the way it felt like I had. And they demanded that I wear a mask in order to be served and given my package. So we stood there for, I don't know about how long, going back and forth, you know, five, seven minutes, if I don't exaggerate. And in that time, you know, much shorter portion of that time, they could have got me my package and I would have left. So the point wasn't to get a dangerous person out of the zone. The point was to punish the dangerous person. And this is a very big difference, right? If this was about health, they would want to get me out as soon as they could. they might have been, you know, halfway human and kind because they refused me curbside service. They sent me away. They said the only way to get that package is somebody else comes in my place. So I have to put somebody else in a mask to go and suffer on my behalf. And I do a little bit of that because I've got somebody working for me and she does some shopping for me. I'm pretty sure she wears a mask. So I can get her to do it, but it's just like, holy crap, right? And their post office, for God's sake, they could send it to my house. They probably tried, but I thought it was the census people. So I don't answer the door anymore. And it's just becoming very, you know, strange world. If you think you're in Babylon, then it feels like you've got a snake around you and it's doing this. And if you remember that you're not even in Babylon, then you have the beautiful experience of like knowing this has nothing to do with me. That's in my highest moments. I just know that it is nothing to do with me. It is like more and more, you know, we see who we are. If you're choosing this path, you have to be very strong and centered and have a lot of personal courage and resolve. Chances are you've already done tons of scary things and now you see your potential in a whole new way, right? You've fought battles and you didn't die, and all the worst things that could be hurled at you were. And what did you do? Get stronger, like rhubarb. Look at this beautiful patch. I believe it's rhubarb. Is it a young, big, horking patch of rhubarb? Yeah, it is. It is. I love rhubarb. I'll have to come in and see if I can help myself to some of this rhubarb. It's not my garden. I don't think this is the community one anyway. All right, little sponsored by rhubarb moment there. And I'm missing the comments. So you told the census guy who came to your house 20 times that you were just watching the house, which isn't a lie. I love that. Perfect. Perfect. Right. Yeah. So how could they know? Although, you know, it, it's fascinating. That's fun. Good times. Because this is what we have to do with it, to get creative in the moment and even have fun with it, right? That's when it becomes that light that you could play. So in the post office, I didn't play, but oh yeah. And so they refused me. And then this other woman walks up and starts chiming in with the manager who's involved now. And they're basically telling me to get out, and not even basically, they are telling me to get out. And then the woman chimes in and I just said, who are you? And she said, I'm a cop in another town. And I said, oh, are you a peace officer or a policy enforcer? And she literally shut up, right? She still chimed in with the guy saying that I'm wrong and they're right, and they're right not to serve me. And this big thing that they're in their private business, they are not a private business. That is such a big, fat fucking lie. Why do we let them say that? They're not private. They're public. The door's open. They want you to come in. That's called public. That's why the fucking masks are mandated, because it's public. There's another thing I need to say more often. And then check out the garlic. So these are the babies. I'm sure if you know garlic, you know these are babies. The scapes, am I saying that right? The scapes. And then if you pop these guys open, they're, I don't know anything about garlic, nothing, but I eat a lot of it. And they're, of course, as seeds, hyper-concentrated with all of the garlic goodness. Woo! I think I have a bee on my face. And I did. Or it was a butterfly. Or, no, fish fly. Looks like we got fish flies again. Interesting. Here's a fish fly. You were on my face, baby. You like my face? You're so sweet. Who's so sweet? I don't know what you guys can see. I'll do better with this. Now that I've got a good arrangement with my phone, I'll figure it out. Hello, Pirate Pete. Nice to see you. And it's so beautiful. Oh, good. I'm glad. I'm glad you guys are getting this. Hello, Lisa. Have a good evening, Beth. You'll be in the garden. Excellent. That's so great. Good for you. I'm curious how your project is going. If you're still there, maybe you said goodbye. Alrighty. So good. And yeah, so then that was good that she just went quiet on that, because, you know, I challenged her jurisdiction, like, you know, exactly how are you acting right now? And why is that relevant that you just told me that? I mean, I wasn't scared of it. If they called, I could have let them call the police, but I really thought to myself, how much time do I want to waste here? You know, like, but you would hope they would do accommodation. They literally wouldn't come and meet me with a package with my ID and the slip on the outside of the thing. And they wanted to punish me because they want me to have pain and suffering, right? When somebody wants you to have pain and suffering, that's a thing. That's going against God in the covenant. That's going against your own soul. You will suffer for that, or you are suffering for that. It's a hole in your soul. It's a soul hole. And these are peppers that are, I think we saw a bunch that were coming up. These are just flowers, but these are the ones that turn into pepper bouquets. I wish I had these growing. I could probably still go to a farmer's market. Oh, get this. So I was listening a little bit on Fakebook. I don't know why it inspired me to post something on Fakebook. I hope it took, because it was really good and I didn't copy and paste it, but I'll probably share it on Telegram as well. If you're not on Telegram, come and check me out there, because that's where I'm spending most of my, any, if I'm interacting and connecting with people and sharing shit, it's over there. It's called Beth Martin's King Hero Zone. Oh my God, the sun. If you guys have to check this out, we'll do a little sun gazing. I always forget. How beautiful. Do you guys know about sun gazing? I just do it. And it does feel like a download of some kind. So good. Anyway, that would probably be a little boring for video, because sit and look at my screen, the sun on the screen, it's just not the same, is it? And now I'm blind. Oh, excellent. Johnny Cool is here. Good for your eyes. I know. Light in your eyes. It's so good. Sten Wingfield. Hey, how's it going? The scapes bulbs are only 4 seeds. Just cut the stems, use them. Tasty garlic. Yeah, exactly. They're perfect medicine because they're like little easy to swallow pills. I'll just sit and that'll be good. Yeah, it's almost overgrown here. It's like growing all over the place. And then, will they just let it get over, like get ripe and self-seed itself back into a patch of garlic? Is that what happens with those? Or do you have to actually harvest them and take them and then, or, you know, replant in the fall? Isn't that everybody's replant in the fall thing? Or does it keep coming up over and over and over like a magic garlic would, if I had to guess? It should. Let's talk to garlic. All right. Eat carrots while staring at the sun. Interesting. Garlic is a natural antibiotic. If you only have garlic, you're doing really well. You know, for a medicine, you're doing really well. That's a luxury. Also oil of pine, turpentine. Another thing that is quite a similar effect, very detoxifying. And that's what we're all toxic. We're all poisoned. It's all a poisoning, mass poisoning. And I was just reminded that I believe Lynn Wilson, I think she's local. I just popped on her video. This is what I was talking about on Facebook. And then she's talking about this Freedom Market here in Manitoba, 30 minutes out of Winnipeg, a Freedom Market. And I think I heard of it. I think I know the woman. She was coming to our law meeting for a while. And I tuned out. I didn't, but like, it's this beautiful place with apparently like animals and fresh food and people everywhere. And if they want to wear a mask, they can. And if they don't, they nobody cares. And I literally started to cry when I heard her talk. I started to cry. It's just so crazy to be filled with such joy that this is taking place and that people have taken this on. So that's amazing. I know there's lots of good things out there. I'm so involved with my own self, which is just fine because my self works out pretty good. May as well want to be with myself and you guys. Never alone. Is there a drought? A total, complete drought, Johnny Cool. 100%. No, it's insane. There, you wouldn't believe the cracks. Like this week, the cracks walking along on the paths in the forest and stuff, the earth is separating underneath. Not as much right in the forest because that is more protected, more shaded. But in the sunny patches, then yeah, this was somebody's lilies. I think those were lilies. They're gone now. I shouldn't walk into people's gardens really, but it's fun. I like doing it. I don't do anything other than look at this mess of onions. So these onions went from flower to bulbs. And now you could probably plant every single one of these bulbs, I'm assuming. They look like seeds to me. And dill everywhere because it's, as you might know, seeds itself everywhere. And lucky for me, I love that. I couldn't love dill more. It's such a high, bright herb. I love juicing it. I love eating it. Like, here's a forest of dill. How beautiful is that? I think it's, whoops, damn it. Sorry, Rocky. Don't get dizzy. Hopefully there's nobody with motion sickness. I believe it's carrots and dill together. So that's very pretty. And then you got the dill all gone to seed over there. The volunteers, as they call them. And a lot of really green, beautiful gardens, just life exploding. It's such a great process to be part of. You know, at every stage, there's something really interesting about it. I'm a nut for this stuff. My parents turned me into that. Hello, Chris Rice is here. What a great interview. I was so happy to host you. If you didn't get a chance to see that interview with Chris, Mr. Chris is in the house. And unfortunately, he's been totally shadow banned. Let me read what he says here. Much love at Beth Martin's. I hope you have a great weekend. That's awesome. Yeah, and see you Monday and Wednesday. Great reminder. I'm going to be, well, we're going to record on Wednesday, but Chris has been shadow banned, or not just shadow banned, striked. So off YouTube right now. But if Chris, you're still there and you have your backup channel working, if you want to share it here with people, then that's a good idea because that probably help you. Hello, Research Bear. You're talking a slow-mo moon buggy. It's so little for me. I can't barely see anything. And let's see if I can. Oh, I can make it bigger. Oh my God. Great. I figured that out. Okay. One thing. So it's a law. Let's see what slow-mo boogie and I'm missing the conversation here. Hello, photo via pop. You're in Scotland, 90% compliance here. Oh boy. You were a single woman of 50 in 2020. You lost everything. I'm sorry to hear it. Two jobs, all family, all friends. You love listening to Beth. Aw, leaning into the loneliness. Darn it. I know, it's crazy. Isn't it fucking crazy? It's so isolating. I'm pretty on my own, but I'm also pretty surrounded by people just because I did that. And what's the other way is that you end up, you know, suffering. And sometimes also being around people you don't even want to be around because they're people. And there's a certain comfort in that, right? We can't do it without each other. It's just a fact, Jack. That is reality. And you can become a real ninja at knowing how to be on your own without suffering in the same way and have it really guide you to your community, you know, to see who you are. And it almost always to cure loneliness to me is to follow your sacred purpose. I hate to sound like a cliche in that respect, but it's totally true because if you follow it, then the people you meet are going to be your people, right? It's that simple. It's not mystical. It's just that if you're really going with your heart and soul and doing the thing God tells you to do now, whatever that now is, then, you know, the like-minded ones, the like-hearted ones, the ones with the same soul contract or who want to cooperate in areas, they show up a lot. And you know what, these days it's easier than ever because, hey, I went into the grocery store after I had a bad experience. I just kind of brushed it off. It was not actually a big deal. And that was a beautiful thing because, oh man, this screen, whatever. Because I'm used to it now. I've been abused intensely and it didn't kill me. I got over it. So it's, you know what I mean? Like it gets easier. I'm sure you guys know it too. And so then I went to the next store and he asked me to wear a mask and I said, I'm exempt. And I make a point to say, I'm exempt. Not I have an exemption. I am exempt. God exempts me. God tells me to breathe. And so I breathe. We have a contract. It works out nicely. I like it. God likes it. And so anyway, they were okay. And I'd been there once before. And it was amazing. They're just like totally okay. No problem. Absolutely no problem. Nobody was mean to me. Nobody was short with me. Nobody tried to punish me. Right? Like it is, that is a different mentality. That is the whole satanic mentality right there. It just is. When you want harm for others, I don't care what side you think you're on. If you want harm for others, then you're on the wrong side. And I hate to talk about it like it's sides. Oh, damn it. I can't get my screen back. Okay. Well, I'm sure you guys are there. I can see the comments at least. Let's see, I'll go down. Yeah. And then, so that worked out really well. I got what I wanted there. I needed a new headset because I'm losing everything these days and computers dying on me at every turn. Darn, two of them. So I have a third, luckily. But then, yeah. So then after that, I went to, I didn't even want to say it. I don't want to sabotage it because I sabotaged the post office for the other guys because I said, oh yeah, they roll out the red carpet for me there. Well, I'm sure the guy had all the plans to go and make sure they never roll out the red carpet for me there again. I could hear it, that he was mocking me. Like it was awful. I asked him to find his heart in that moment and show me he was a human, like, you know, because he kept saying, is there anything else I can help you with? I'm like, you know, could you show me your heart? Could you just, and human is the wrong word. I know, whatever. And so, yeah, that was disheartening. But then when I went to the final grocery store, which I won't name so they don't, nobody goes after them, so I go in there and I drove, I swear, 40 or 45 minutes because it was bad traffic and it was far. And I actually passed two of the same kinds of stores on the way, like identical. I could have got the same stuff, but because they are generally not going to let me in. Oh, I won't be able to last much longer without my battery. They weren't going to let me in there. So I drove to this other one where I've had really good experiences, quite to the contrary. And so I go to the other store and I walk in. Nobody says one word to me. Right away, the first person I see in front of me doesn't have a mask. And I'm like, oh, wow, fun. That's awesome. And then I come around the corner and there's two of them. It's like they sprouted. And I all of a sudden, I felt like I was in British Columbia because the British Columbians are much more free than we are. Big time, right? And so I just decided to walk right up to them and I said, hey, I feel like I'm in British Columbia. And they laughed. Oh, they totally got the joke. And I'm like, oh my God, you guys are hip. So we had a big, long talk, really satisfying. It was like being in some secret clubhouse or something like that. Like there was something somewhat clandestine. And so after I talked to them for quite a while, then I started shopping. And then I came around the corner and there is... now I always hesitate to use people's names, but anyway, my really good friend, Sharon, I'll just say that. And she was talking to someone I realized was the, here, let me turn this other comment off because you guys can't see me. I can't see me. I think I'm still here. Pretty sure I'm still here. And then, so there she was talking to one of the employees of the store who is totally in the know, like absolutely everything has, full awareness and is just lucid and, you know, awake. So she works there and we had this big talk and we're talking, you know, it's just like it's our secret place to meet or something like that. It took me a long time to get out of that store, never mind shopping. And they're so helpful. Like we've been taking so much shit, right? From people. They won't be nice anymore. That's like reserved for the jabbers and the maskers. Like it's you don't get basic kindness anymore. You don't deserve it in their eyes. It is a reward punishment system. It is satanic. That is the definition of Satanism: reward and punishment. And look how that has been projected on God. By the way, I really gave this some thought the other night because I've been in this frame of going like, yeah, judge not, lest ye be judged. and seeing God as the judge, because that's a very common narrative in Christianity. But I don't fucking think so. I think the real thing, it's not judgment, it's discernment. God sees all of it, every little bit of it, sees inside your soul, knows the hairs on your head, right? Everything. And Satan, in the words, I think I'm going to quote this often, in the words of Art Zimmerman, I believe would be his last name, he says that God knows everything and the devil wants to know everything. So I finally did book with Chance Garton, but not for 2 weeks. He's really busy. So I had to wait, but he's on the books, I think, for the 28th. And hey, Research Bear, you can't believe how stressful it can be to shop. I know, basic, like, now getting basic needs met is a fucking shit show. Even I'm ordering online so I don't have to go in the store, and then the post office puts a block and I can't get the thing, right? Like, it's very confronting. Again, it's like a snake around. A snake is noosing. It's just trying to get us to crumble. Some of us will crumble. You know, like, what kind of choices are we going to have to make? But I figure I'm going to hold my ground now with the mask thing, because if I let that go, then it's just a slippery slope. I don't know. That's my opinion. Many people, everyone has to do what they do. Hola, St. J Street. Nice to see you. Found me through Michael and David on Unslaved. I love those guys. They're awesome. So good. You have to go on my Telegram and see what David posted today or something like that. And it was like, here's my vaccination card. Go fuck yourself. So good. I really laughed a lot. It made me so happy. Nice to see you. Yeah, it's David's and Michael's people are awesome. So I've met so many of you, and it's been a wonderful, wonderful connection. They took a bunch of my courses. That needs to be on a t-shirt. Yeah, I am exempt. I am. Yeah, it's the real truth is I am. And as a matter of fact, I'm wearing my I am shirt. There we go. It is a festival. It might be a festival again this year. I'm not sure that I would ever exactly go anymore, but it's got a really good name. Like, awesome name. I was very involved in, not as much now. And let's see what else I can't read. It's jumping around. Hello, Jill McFarlane. Nice to see you. Every time you see the term global, globalism, or globalist, you instantly think Luciferian. Yeah, yeah, exactly. What about, what's your opinion on Freemasons? Same thing? Fuck. To be honest, you refuse to say hello to those masked, and you will say hello to those wearing no mask. In front of those masks, my energy is pretty strong, so I want them to feel my coldness, and I do, and do. Yeah, I know what you mean. I know I've probably done a fair amount of that myself. Like, there is a certain, you know, almost vampire nature. Like, if you look in their eyes, it seems to be a suck of energy. Not like, it's not giving energy; it's kind of death energy. I don't know, but So here, there was a point about judgment and discernment. So judgment is the shadow of discernment, right? Seeing all, it's just discernment. There is no judgment. There might be very sure action and words, but it's not like you are wanting harm for them. That's what it is. That is the sin of judgment. You want harm for them. That's not fucking cool. Right? It's not cool. But when you discern, you don't want harm for them. You have love for them. You hope things go better for them. Right? You know, God bless you, or at least leave me alone. I'll get out of your way, because you're toxic, or you're of harm to me if I'm around, and yourself. And yes, you are so right. They suck your energy. I know. And still to judge and hate them and want harm to them, that's different. I know you're not that, but I think that can be the slippery slope of the truth community. Like, they want harm back, and it's just getting us nowhere. Let us all break. You broke long ago. Fight me about it. Interesting. I don't know what you mean, but that sounds like fun. Let us all break. I like to take a break. I sort of have a break now that Choose Freedom Law Summit. We did 19 interviews, you guys. 19! Insane! It was insane. What a marathon. Holy crap. I can't even believe the pace my life was going at. If I had kept going like that, it wouldn't have been sustainable. Absolutely not. And I crashed when things started to actually go down. Then it was cleanup time. That's the only problem. Like, you leave such a mess behind you. But to clean up like anything. And I crashed, you know, like it just, my energy went down. I think there was one day I actually didn't really, just like, what am I doing here? What's going on? You know, what? I just couldn't make one single good point about being here. And so, but that passed anyway. I'm getting my energy back. The moon's coming back. You know, the moon has a thing. Well, it has a thing. I mean, it is a marker of some kind, the sky clock, right? And your experiences with Mason are not in on it. They are more useful idiots doing magic with no knowledge. Ooh, that's really well said, Rob B. That's really well said. Yes, it's true. And that's like every sideways satanic movement out there, as a matter of fact, has about 80% good. It has to, because if it doesn't, nobody's going to have anything to do with it. So it has to have 80%, you know, good, right, true. And then there's the 20%. And you don't know if the 20% is in there because it's out of intent or out of just sheer childlike ignorance. Just picking up stuff and going, oh, that sounds true. Oh, I heard this guy, you know, I heard them say it and I read it in a book. And then it's true, and we don't go all the way and think through every last thing. Oh, someone's doing the King Hero's Journey Archetype Quiz. You can do that at my website. Find out. I got more than 1,000 King Heroes there. It's so fun. I love collecting King Heroes. It's awesome. And here comes some cyclists with headlights. Not even dark yet. Couldn't miss her. But that's good. At least they weren't masks. You like it when Beth's effing swears. There you go. Just for fun. I'm at the garden. I'm being casual. I didn't brush my hair. I got mud all over me. And Rob is spot on. I know exactly. Someone write that down. Send that to me. I could probably go back to the chat for it later. Love yourself, but take out the garbage. Ooh, another good one. Another good one. Well done. Research Bearer said, slow moon buggy, they have to be a certain degree. 33 degrees is the freezing point of humanity. There's so much to learn. Research can't help yourself. Boule Secret Society. Boule Secret Society. All useful idiots. Yep. Well said. Well said. Yeah, it's interesting because, you know, we're in the time right now when all of the satanic boils are coming to the surface. And they're the most intense then. There's the most pain then. If you've ever had a boil, it is a really fucking painful thing for it to erupt to the surface, for that poison to head on out. And so we're all feeling it. And, you know, but we also are, you know, here's another big quandary. Like, you know, are we protected and in our high energy? And, you know, don't put yourself in too much unnecessary harm. If you have to go to the post office. So crazy. So you read a book on... Your grandfather believed in the moon landings. He was a political cartoonist. Interesting. Very good. Yep. You were a psycho for a week, then we're all normal. Yeah, there was something. There was something. It was craziness. New moon is hard times because that's the lowest possible energy of the moon cycle. And it's very reflective and it makes you think like, what am I doing? What's going on here? What is this all for? What do I actually want? I could barely make a vision. I think I did well though. And I think it might include a modular home on a beautiful piece of land, not too far away. Incubus and succubus sucks. There you go. All right, my dears. Well, tomorrow you gather at the Scottish Parliament. Oh, very good. You have. We have named a human future. We refuse to organize a protest to ask for our freedom. Excellent. Well done. Well, oh, I'm wrong. Put up the wrong one. That's good too. A new moon is the true Sabbath. Ooh, I love that, Pirate Pete. Nice one. That's great. The true Sabbath. That's beautiful. I'll stop walking around. I bet it's worse. Try to stay still. So funny. Yeah, so good. Anyway, well, if there's any point to make, because I only have 10% battery, I'm going to get going now and maybe pull a few something. I know I had a plan when I came to the garden and I just talked to you guys the whole time. But I just thought better to be here than sitting around my house with my cats. My cats are a full-time job, I tell you. And so I love you guys a lot. And there's one thing coming up, by the way, that in September I'm hosting the next Journey Code Coaching Certification Program. And what we're doing there is I'm teaching people how to help others to deprogram their New World disorder through going through the hero's journey, the archetypes of the hero's journey, the archetype of the hero's journey itself. See, there we go, walking again. And so I've been using these tools with myself and they've been working really well for a lot of years. I saved my life from cancer with these principles. And it was actually the pandemic that made me realize I absolutely need to teach this stuff because there's no point in having me do it only. And it's been so beautiful. I've graduated 2 classes. About 25 people have gone through already. And this will be the 3rd one coming up. So I'm really, really good at it now. Lots of experience. Or well, more experience than I had because it was brand new to me. And I love doing brand new things. It's freaking awesome because it makes you work and create and know your creatorness. And so it's coming up in September and there's already people signed up. So there's only 10 spots left and we don't start until September, but there's an early bird on until the end of July. And so then if you want to talk to me, I've got a link not below this video because I didn't plan to come on. Got my reggae in the background here. And so you can just put up your hand to talk to me. You could even do it in the comments below the video rather than the chat because I have a harder time seeing the chat after the fact compared to the comments or just like right there. So let me know if you want to chat about that and see if it might be something that you could either replace your income with or just learn how to help people a whole lot more. If that's of interest to you, and no doubt that's already interesting to you because you're a helper, that's the people in this world. They're helping each other. It's so great. It's so beautiful, right? That's what we're meant to do, and it's what we have to do now. It's a good thing that it seems like a good idea. Assisting everybody, it's a great way to be. But if you are a helper and you never learn how to help in a really good, healthy, boundaried way and have skills that you're confident in, then you probably won't get out there and, you know, charge and call yourself a coach or a healer or whatever it is that you would want to call yourself. I'm saying coaches because the coaching business isn't completely unregulated. Nobody's going to run after you and say, you can't call yourself a coach. And it's like, fuck off, right? You could take all of your talents and skills and passions, everything that you might be licensed for, by the way, you can do as a coach in the private. And it's none of anybody's business in any way. It has nothing to do with them. It won't even hit their radar. They won't care. They just won't care because there's nothing anyway going on. And so it's meant to do what you do. And if you can wrap your head around how to be in a role helping someone to, you know, do whatever it is that is important to them, especially go on their hero's journey, find their sacred purpose, heal from all of the trauma that they've been, or at least enough of it to raise their energy and really create something of value in the world for others, because that's what the hero's journey is. So that's what this training is all about. You get to be trained in that, and then you also will be trained to teach others to do that, right? So that's the not, you know, to guide others that way, to help them actually transform their life. We need help, right? I've had a lot of help on my path, a ton of it. And without it, I don't think I would be able to do anything what I've done. So that's probably all for now. I bet my battery will just die if I disappear really quickly. I'm going to check out the last of the comments and see. You guys are still hanging in. Johnny Cool, some of us beaten down and feel insignificant. Yep, we have to make ourselves significant because that's the primary. That's the primary. If you make yourself significant, then you're significant because God thinks you're significant. God wouldn't have made you otherwise, right? God bless the true Sabbath. Amen to that. And you lived in a Catholic orphanage, Research Bear? Wow. And you learned to question everything. Good for you. You came to this country and missed a few years of indoctrination. Interesting. Very good. So great to hear from people in different parts of the world. Oh, and One Neo was here. You want so much reggae? Check out Martin Campbell, one of your favorites. Oh, that's a good tip. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. God bless. Beth Photo Vyap said, and the chat room, lovely to see, stumble on this. Yeah, I'm really glad that you guys could join me. You got to go. Excellent. I've been on it for a while now. Link to the video, please. Send a link. Okay, it's Research Bear. Are you talking about the Journey Code Coaching Certification? That's not a video, that's a conversation, but there is a page. So I will link below. I will link below to that since I've been talking about it. You're guessing there's 5G tower nearby? Oh, darn it. That sucks. You all heard of the new unmasked, unvaccinated pandemic? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh, my God. All right. On that note, lots of love to you guys. I hope you have a great rest of your night. And lots of love for now. Okay. Bye.